This is Vox Historia, the voice of history, told by students of history at Elk Grove High School.
Hope you're having a great day. I'm Darren.
And I'm Darren. And today, what we'll be talking about is historical monuments from the movie Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark.
Oh, so basically, we had to watch this movie in class, Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark, and we had to pick one thing from the movie that we enjoyed and liked and wanted to learn more about. Jaden, would you like to explain the movie?
Yeah, so what happened in the movie is where Indiana Jones and the Nazis were fighting to find the Lost Ark, and this Lost Ark was a very powerful object, which all of them were searching for, and Indiana Jones had to get it first because he didn't want it in the wrong hands of the Nazis.
Alright, that's a good definition. My favorite scene from that movie, which is why I chose my artifact or topic, was when Indiana Jones was fighting on the flying wing and shredded this guy into pieces just with the blade, and I thought it was a cool scene because it was just nice action. And that's why I chose my flying wing.
Yeah, I like that scene too, but my favorite scene was the U-boat scene where Indiana Jones was on this ship and the Nazis invaded their ship, and he swam across the ocean to get on this U-boat, and he infiltrated the U-boat and took down the Nazis inside the U-boat. And that's why I chose my topic, the U-boat.
The reason I chose the flying wing as my topic was because the flying wing in the movie looked pretty cool. And it was a nice action scene, so it made it more interesting to watch. And I just want to learn more about it overall.
And also the reason why I chose my topic was the scene was very action-packed with a lot of danger, and that's why I chose it. And the U-boat, it's just so interesting how old it was made and how good of a weapon it was during the war.
All right, if you don't know what war it is, it's World War II, which was basically fought by Britain, India, France, the Soviet Union, Australia, China, Canada, the United States, and New Zealand on one side, and on the other side, it was Germany, Italy, and Japan. It's pretty obvious who had won that for the amount of firepower on the other side. This war was started because Germany invaded Poland, and Poland could not stick up for themselves, so France declared war on Germany, and a bunch of countries just joined in. The war started on September 1st, 1939, and ended on September 2nd, 1945.
So what made a big difference in this war was the U-boats that the Germans used, such as when Britain and America were very good allies. Britain sent a ship that was giving them, they were trading a bunch of grain, and one of Germany's U-boats shot a torpedo and sunk that ship, and that made America very mad, and that's what started all of the conflict between America and Germany.
All right. Well, basically how my planes were used in the war were these flying wings were basically just made for the team Britain, India, France, the Soviet Union, Australia, China, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States. We'll call that Team One for now. Team One was using the flying wings, but a bunch of them were hijacked because they were still ahead of their time. They would go supersonic and hold lots of fuel. You'd basically get across an ocean with this plane. So Germany, Italy, and Japan, Team 2, would hijack them all the time. So both teams were having lots of technology and pretty fair war at that point.
Yeah, and the U-boat was such a great weapon because it was 214 feet long, it carried 35 men and 12 torpedoes. It could be underwater for more than 2 hours at a time. That's pretty long for the year 1917.
That's a pretty interesting fact. A lot of that is pretty nice. Well, basically for the flying wing, really don't know who had the first idea, but Hugo Junkers patented his flying wing concept back in 1910, which was way before the war. The first model was used during the end of the war, actually, but the safe model was used at the end of the war. He wanted to make the plane be able to cross the Atlantic Ocean, and which was just basically how much fuel the plane could hold. And the flying wing is actually a regular plane without the fuselage, the main body of the plane, in the plane. So it's basically just the flying wing, which is how it got its name.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But one interesting thing about the U-boats is that Germany was so confident about their U-boat that on this day, January 31st, 1917, the Germans announces the renewal of the unrestricted submarine warfare in the Atlantic. They also announced that they were prepared to attack any and all ships, including civilian passenger carriers, in the war zone waters, which they were ready to attack anyone who crossed their waters, and they're ready to shoot them down.
All right. Jaden, which do you think is more beneficial, having a flying wing or a U-boat during these times?
You know, I really don't know a lot about your topic, but I would still go with the U-boat because it was such a weapon of mass destruction that took down a bunch of ships and prevented trade from going on from their opponents like Britain and America, and it covered lots of land in the waters. It was also a very stealthy weapon. It could shoot its torpedoes miles, and opponents wouldn't even see it coming. I just think it was just a great weapon, and it was better than the plane.
All right, that is an excellent point, but I do think that air travel was way more efficient back then in these times, and I think I'd rather have a flying wing fighting for on my side. U-boat, yeah, very beneficial for water wars and all that, but I think the flying wing is beneficial because it can also attack land and water. So overall, I think the flying wing could and would be better during a war.
Yes, that was an excellent point, but I just want to state one more point. During the war, the U-boats killed 1,198 people, and including 128 Americans out of 1,959 passengers during the war. And that's just a lot of people that were killed during the war. And I just still think the U-boats were a better weapon because they're...
That is a very good point. In the later models of the flying wing, they had better upgrades given, like guns. So like there'd be a machine gun for the pilots. And near the end of the war, the version 3 of the flying wing was near completion. So they shipped it to the United States, and so they got a lot better technology right there. But although many planes were hijacked and flown by Germans, so a lot of deaths there if the other team is going to be hijacking. And the planes were already ruthless, so it's going to be a lot of deaths.
Yes, that's very true. But the U-boats had such a big impact that America couldn't trade with any other countries. They couldn't be in the waters anymore because their ships are just going to be exploded by these big U-boats and torpedoes. Yeah, and it annihilated trade. And it got so popular that the New York Times, they put it on newspapers all over America and all over the world to tell everyone not to use these waters because it was just Germans' area and they were just destroying anything in its path and anything that gets near their waters.
Yeah, that is pretty surprising. Like, just imagine, like, 1939, 1945, during the war, just going out on your own boat during these times. Alright, we both stated some great facts about the flying wing and the U-boats. I really enjoyed this discussion. Anything else you'd like to say, Jaden?
I also really enjoyed talking with you and having a conversation about these two great topics and watching the movie Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark. It was very interesting and very fun. But, you know, how are you doing personal-wise? How are the kids?
Alright, you didn't know we were doing that? Thought that was a joke? Okay, they're great. I'm doing great. All right. And that is the conclusion of our podcast.
This is Darren and Jaden signing off.
This episode was written and produced by Darren Wattis and Jaden Alperson. The information in this podcast was from History, an article called Germans Unleash U-Boats, and Popular Mechanics. The music and sound used in this podcast is royalty free and licensed through audioblocks.com, in conjunction with Bell Book and Camera Productions. Vox Historia is a project in our world history class at Elk Grove High School. The views expressed here do not necessarily necessarily reflect the views of teachers or administrators at Elk Grove High School or District 214. More information about Vox Historia can be found on voxhistoria.org. Thanks for listening.